With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The first victory of the 2024 GOP presidential primary season goes to former President Trump.
The former president notched a commanding victory in the Iowa caucuses.
We want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all. What a turnout, what a crowd.
Speaking in Des Moines, Trump emphasized the importance of unity.
We want to come together, whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. It would be so nice if we could come together and straighten out the world and straighten out the problems.
In the rest of the field, Ron DeSantis finished a distant second with Nikki Haley just behind in third. And Vivek Ramaswamy announced the end of his Republican presidential bid.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Ramaswamy said that he is suspending his campaign and throwing his support behind former President Trump. This after he earned roughly 8% support among caucus goers in Iowa. Also at SRNnews.com, there is a search in the Gulf of Aden for two Navy SEALs. Ed Donahue has more.
A defense official says the plan was to take over a small vessel, a Dow, that was carrying components to transfer medium-range Iranian ballistic missiles headed for Somalia. As they were boarding the vessel in rough seas, one SEAL got knocked off by high waves, and a teammate went in after him. Both are missing. Navy ships and aircraft are involved in the search. The official says weapons were confiscated, the boat was sunk, crew members are in custody. The mission is not related to the ongoing U.S. and international mission to provide protection to commercial vessels in the Red Sea. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Another day of brutally cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills across much of the country. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is heading to the Southwest next month.
The popular evangelist plans to hold one of his God Loves You tours in communities along the southern border from Texas to California. Between February 24th and March 9th, Graham will preach the gospel one night each in 10 cities, including Laredo, Texas, Tucson, Arizona, and Chula Vista, California. Graham has been doing this for nearly a decade, focusing on specific regions of the U.S. for an all-out evangelism effort. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first meeting of an after-school Satan club at a Tennessee elementary school last week drew protesters to the gathering. Education officials also denounced plans for the club at Chimney Rock Elementary in Cordova when it was announced, but said they would follow the law and allow the club to meet. Protester Charlotte Bergman told WMCTV the school district should obey the law and allow God to take care of the dispute. This is SRN News. An Iowa principal who put himself in harm's way to protect students during a school shooting has died.
Authorities confirming the death of Perry High School principal Dan Marburger after the family announced it on a GoFundMe page. Marburger died Sunday morning after he was critically shot and wounded during the January 4th attack. An 11-year-old student was also killed in the shooting, six others wounded before the 17-year-old shooter apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Jason Walker reporting.
Boeing is taking a hard look at quality control after a door plug blew open on an Alaska Airlines flight. The company is planning additional inspections for its 737 MAX planes. In an email to employees, the CEO of the commercial airplanes division said he's bringing in an outside party to make an assessment. More details at SRNnews.com.